I'm Glenn Robinson, president of Baylor Scott & White Medical Center Hillcrest, and this is Business of Healthcare. Traumatic injuries don't discriminate. It doesn't matter whether you're insured, uninsured, or live in the city or the county. And trauma is the leading cause of death for Americans 44 and under. That's why specialized trauma treatment must be there when you need it. Trauma centers are equipped with specialized resources and staffed by trained personnel to handle major traumatic injuries such as motor vehicle collisions, falls, or gunshot wounds. The goal is to ensure patients receive rapid appropriate care within 60 minutes, also known as the golden hour, to maximize the chance of saving lives and minimizing disability. Texas designates four levels of facilities that are designed to comprise a trauma system. Trauma systems strive to provide the right care in the right location to the millions of Americans who are injured annually. Level 1 centers, such as those in Dallas and Temple, can provide the most comprehensive care for the most serious traumatic injuries. Level 2 centers, like the one at Hillcrest, are equipped and staffed in a similar way to Level 1 centers, but are not required to do research and training. While the highest level trauma centers generally are located in densely populated urban areas, lower level trauma centers often can provide a certain level of care and prepare a patient for transport to a higher level center if necessary. That makes them a critical part of Texas's overall trauma system, especially for our neighbors in rural areas. This report and other episodes are available at kwbu.org. Business of Healthcare is a production of KWBU and Baylor Scott & White Health.